Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, speaking about the ties that bind Ireland and Iceland, listen to this from John, who's been in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. I've travelled all around the world, and being a redhead with pale skin and freckles, no one would ever think I was a local to all of these countries until I visited Iceland for a 2-week trip with my family. Everyone addressed and spoke English except to me. Supermarkets, taxis, the bar, where everybody spoke Icelandic to John. And then they said, oh, sorry, you look so Icelandic. So there we go. More evidence of the links between ourselves and our Nordic cousins. Now, could you soon be buckling up with a smart seatbelt? A new super seatbelt will use real-time data, including the height, weight and posture of the person wearing it, and adapt depending on traffic conditions. Let's get more on this now with Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Hello, Geraldine.
Good morning, Claire.
So this is a huge overhaul to the seatbelt since the thing first came out, the original 3-point version. So what's going to be new?
Yeah, so basically in the event of a crash, how the current seatbelt works is it applies the same restraint force to all of the passengers in the car. And this force is based on general crash severity. Now, what the Volvo seatbelt will do is, as you said, it will gather information about each occupant's height, weight, their body shape, their seating position, but also information about the crash in terms of the direction and the speed. So it will allow each individual belt to offer far more tailored protection than the current seatbelt. Which basically is a one-fit approach, a one-size-fits-all approach. Mm-hmm. So this will actually close that, I suppose, safety gap that currently exists with the seatbelt.
Okay, because when you put the seatbelt on, I mean, it does at the moment, in its very non-technical way, adjust to you, doesn't it? Because there is that tension in it.
It does. But as I said, basically, when you have a crash, it applies that same pressure to everyone, regardless of their age. Now, for example, we know that older people are much more likely to die in the event of a collision, even a minor one, because they're much more frail. We know that women have different bone density to men. So none of these things are taken into consideration at the moment with the seatbelt. So therefore, if it can, I suppose, do a much more accurate profile of you, then it can respond and keep you much safer. And, you know, the tension and everything applied will be specifically to your type of body and shape mm-hmm. and size.
So they need to be testing this now on every sort of person, shape and size and so on, wouldn't they?
Well, they have a huge amount of data at the moment. And as I said, they'll be gathering this information and then responding in real time. But also it will actually change. It'll be updated in terms of over the air updates, which means that the more information they gather, the better the protection will become over years. So it can only get better with more data.
But in terms of European standards, when they do the crash test, the dummy they use, that's a male model, isn't it? The shape of the body and the size of it. And then when they want to find out how that might impact a female, they just use a smaller man.
Yeah, basically a scaled down dummy. And I'm not sure people are aware of this. Like when you, as a car buyer, you go in and you use the Euro NCAP's crash safety ratings, you know, to assess how safe a car is. And when you're buying, that's a huge consideration. But as you said, these tests are actually done for the average male body type. So all of the safety systems we devise are based on that. So this leads to a much greater increased risk for women, for children, for older people, because as I said, the safety systems are designed around men. And even when they use a crash test dummy for women, it's a scale down men, which we are not biologically scaled down males. Now, there is a crash test dummy that has been devised that is a female, but it won't be rolled out fully till 2029.
Right. OK, so it's still a bit of a way out for that, which is hard in itself to believe. So going back to the seatbelts then, like a smartphone, the seatbelts will be able to do their own software updates and constantly improve so that they'll be connected.
Yeah, so every time they're used, this information will be fed back to Volvo and it will enhance the safety protection that they can offer. Because obviously, the more data they have, the better the protection. And this will be ongoing. And also, I would imagine Volvo have a long tradition of sharing information with competitors to encourage mass adoption. So I would imagine it won't be very long before other, you know, car manufacturers start to install the same sort of seatbelts. So, you know, that's improved safety protection for everyone.
Our cars are getting more and more connected, though, aren't they? Even now, before we come to this seatbelt technology. I mean, is this moving closer and closer to self-driving? Because anyone who has a newer car and puts it into cruise control, for example, knows that now it's very different to what it was even 5 years ago, because it's deciding on the braking distance between you and the car in front. There's assisted lane changing. All of this is moving towards the driver not having to do very much at all.
Yeah, all of these systems, you know, have synergy with autonomous driving systems, and that's what they're working towards. And as you say, more and more of our cars becoming connected, and it's becoming intelligent, and it can respond to real life events on the road. And we see this, you know, we see this with more and more of them. But again, you know, there's a lot of people, I suppose, Claire, that are still driving very basic cars. And I suppose that's the thing. It takes a long time for these improvements to actually, you know, filter down. The average age of an Irish car is about 9.5 years. If we go back a decade, in a decade, a lot of things have changed. So it'll take a long time before these systems actually, you know, become really mainstream on the road. But they are improving all the time, and they are becoming just, you know, standard features in new cars.
Geraldine, thanks so much. Geraldine Herbert there, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.